I'll have to shut this down now and write out an outline so that I can be more coherent and specific. I want to finish up this side of the tape here. As I say, I remember Circle Hot Springs with pleasure, and always will remember it that way, even though it's gone through many changes. And Central also was a part of our life then. Harris Foster, Bill Taylor, and I walked to Miller House and then caught a ride from there. Well, I had my dog Tig along on the hike, and so we put him in the back of the truck along with us boys, because my mother had hardly rode in the front with Morris. And when we got to Circle, or when we got to Central, Tig jumped out. I think a would-be girlfriend was around there. Well, we couldn't stop for him. We couldn't wait for him. We drove on into Circle Hot Springs. And the next day, I walked back and walked the 8 miles, or whatever it is. I think we reckoned it as 8 at the time. And there was Tig, and he came along without any fuss, and we walked back to the hot springs again. Old Tig, you know, he was my boon companion at Chattanooga that winter. I took a school by correspondence that winter because there were no other children there, and he was my friend, and I didn't want to lose him. So I walked back to the Central to get him, and when we headed back to the springs, we were about halfway, and it was a real hot, still day. Not a breath of wind. And a big moose, a big cow, walked out of the brush and crossed the road. No more than 30 feet from me, I swear. I could see the muscle rippling under her hide. Came down into the ditch, went up in the gravel road, crossed down to the ditch on the other side, and disappeared into the brush without looking to the right or left. I don't know whether she didn't see me or just didn't give a damn. But what amazed me was, Tig didn't hear her either. When I stopped, he stopped. It was so hot that he got through playing around and he was tagging along at my heels. And when I stopped, he did, with his head hanging down, and he didn't see that cow. And she was so quiet that he didn't hear her, which I was quite thankful for, to tell you the truth, since a cow moose aroused is nothing to fool with, and I was afraid that Tig would run into her, you know, run at her. But he didn't, and we reached the Circle Hot Springs without further incident. But Tig had more in his life, which I'll relate on the other side of the tape.